Gibberish.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Bumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
Please excuse the following announcement. For tonight's performance, the part of the telephone will be played by a seal. A thing. The Granny Winslow Arms Program, starring Dan Grubb. Friends, has this ever happened to you? You're at a party, having a fine time, when, you can feel, let's call it an unfortunate gastronomic situation arising. And the line to the bathroom goes out to the street. You found yourself in quite a pickle. Good thing you thought ahead. You planted several radio-detonated mines from Granny Winslow Arms around the building for just such an occasion. You pull out your smartphone, open the Granny Winslow app, and tap the big red button to set them off. Now everybody is running outside in a panic, and the bathroom is free for you and for Granny Winslow. Tonight's episode is Dink Inkerblink Star Reporter. Our story takes place at the Big City Tribune Gazette Times Post News Sun Journal in 1932.
Stop the presses! Stop the presses! Oh, sorry, just an expression.
Inkerblink, get in here.
Sure, Chief.
What are you doing barging in here and stopping my presses?
Sir, I've got some big news. This story will get us the Pulitzer. Oh, my name is Dink Inkerblink, Star Reporter.
Fine, write your story. Just get out and take that orchestra with you. Take a letter, Benny.
Yes, sir.
To Professor Hark Hawkins, University of Detritus. And take those boxing gloves off.
Sorry, sir.
Dear Hark, just dropping a line to see how the research funds are looking for next year. We'd love to feature your results if you'd make another donation to the Big City Editor's Fund. Hugs and kisses, Editor Edinason. Darn that grub idiot and his inability to come up with names. Let me see if you got all that. Here we go. Another bout of mental diarrhea from His Highness the Editor. What a jerk! I bet he's even gonna read this when I'm done to make sure I got it all. Egomaniac! Oh, if he heard what we say about him, oh boy, he doesn't even know the thing on his neck is oozing again. Betty, you're fired!
Newsroom, Inkerblink.
Hey, Dink, it's Oi!
That was Trix. Listen, are you gonna help me with this story? Like I said, it's gonna be big. Pulitzer big. What do you say?
Will I get my usual fee?
About that fee. I think $800 is an awful lot of money for driving me around and occasionally punching a guy.
Look, bub, that's the standard fee for Depression-era taxi drivers / sidekicks to vigilante reporters, and you know it.
Look, let's get this thing on the beat, eh? I went to City Hall and checked on those rates, and I didn't see anything about any $800.
You dirty rat! You can't swindle me! Click!
Oi. Oi. What are you doing?
I hung up.
Stop that. Stop it.
Beep, beep,
stop
beep,
that
beep,
right
beep,
now.
Beep, 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 beep.
So I'll talk to you tomorrow then?
Sure, Dink. Goodbye.
Now, children, let's review. Who can tell me what a newspaper is? Come on now. One of you knows what a newspaper is. Here's a hint. The answer is in the name.
Oh, cram it, Mr. Cloy. Who cares about newspapers? We live in a digital world.
Come on now. You've got to know the past so you can understand the future.
But, A-Croc, you're just confined professionally to using the approved textbooks so we can use rote memorization to retain enough trivia to pass the state exams.
Now, that's not exactly what...
And don't get me started on the Scandalous textbook approval methodology. The publishers are so beholden to the ideologies of the most populous states that they don't even do a thorough fact check.
Now, little children, let's not get our little tempers up. Okay, what is a newspaper?
Get him! Overthrow the system!
Help!
It's unqualified educators like you that simply stick to the bullet points rather than provide the context necessary to understand and maybe even spark an interest in a subject that are causing the crisis in American global academic competitiveness.
But we've got to make sure little children test well in order to keep our funding. It's not a perfect system, but it's the current base that we can work to improve. Why don't we debate these points calmly and perhaps make some progress? We can turn these problems into areas to improve upon. You know, like how the Chinese use the same word for crisis as for opportunity.
They do?
Yeah, listen.
Excuse me, Mr. Lee?
Mr. Chu, please come in.
Sir, I think you should know. I've been looking through last quarter's financials, and I think we've got a real crisis on our hands.
That's wonderful. Great news, Chu.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. It's a crisis. A huge crisis.
Fantastic. The bigger the better.
Sir, the entire company's about to go under.
And you see that as an opportunity? You vulture, you crisisistic worm. Get out, you're fired.
Honey, is that you? You're home early.
Yeah, I got fired.
Oh, no. Oh, honey, what an opportunity. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Listen, I'm gonna go get a drink.
Oh, Ted, you've been sober for 6 years. Don't throw it away because of this. We'll be okay. Another crisis will come. I know it.
Maybe you're right. I'll just watch some TV.
It's now 4 hours into the hostage opportunity taking place after a classroom has overtaken their substitute teacher, a Mr. Cloy. Let's go to the scene.
Will you turn that radio off?
Yes, sir!
Thank you. Now, where is that bank manager?
Ah, excuse me. Me study Inkerblink.
Huh? Hey there, Dracula. Listen, leave me alone, okay? I'm trying to get a loan for my big story.
Big story, eh? You know, that reminds me of a time when the wheelie just had the castle surrounded. It seems some of the sheep had been mutilated, and they thought...
That's great. Say, Drac, would you mind beating it? I'm kind of busy.
To be honest, I'm hoping you need a new assistant. I could use the money. You see, I've been out of the vampiring business for quite a while now, and when you're immortal, the pension eventually dries up. Sure, I get a gig at the birthday party now and then, and Halloween is always a good month, but...
I'm sorry, Dracula, but I've already got a taxi driving sidekick. Now go on, scat.
Ah, I see. So I'll just, go, shall I? If that's,
excuse me, gentlemen, I'm the, bank manager, Petty Cash, Lester Petty Cash. I would have come over sooner, but I was having my daily money bath in the vault, and I've got all these 50s in my ear. Now, I understand you'd like to take out one of our globe-trotting adventure loans.
Yes, I'm on an important assignment tracking down one of the biggest stories of the modern era, one that will go down in history
Yes, that's fine. I believe we can approve the loan. But, you'll have to set up an intrigue account with a minimum deposit of, say,
$500,000?
$500,000? It pays a high dividend of 4.9%, plus the double rewards on all amphibious aircraft.
That does sound pretty good.
I'll just set it up for you here at the new accounts desk.
That's just an empty sack.
Oh, dear. It must be getting repaired. So that's the $500,000 deposit and the $30,000 initialization fee, plus the $80,000 surcharge for currency conversion, and, of course, the $170,000 for processing, which leaves you with $46.
That's it?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Here's your calendar for new accounts.
That's better. Now to investigate this story.
We'll get right back to Dink Inkerblink's adventures. But first, it's time for Political Satire Corner with Master Impressionist Bill Winkle Dinkleman, a Fjern of Gundelson and Norfer Fingenfing.
Oh, hello there, everybody. Tonight I'd like to do for you tonight a few voices tonight. Have you ever wondered what happens in the White House after the work is done for the day? I have, and I think it sounds a little something like this. All right, here we go.
Oh boy, what a long day determining global economic policy. I wonder what my charming and strong wife, Michelle, has prepared for dinner.
Barry, you know, we've got a fully staff kitchen, so they can prepare just about anything you like. And I don't need to cook, you see? And I can spend more time on my fitness and nutrition programs.
Ah, that is true, darling. Why don't we... Oh, hello there, Vice President Joe Biden.
Hello, sir. Yes, it is I, the Vice President. And I wanted to tell you that there's a call on the red line.
Oh dear, that will be Vladimir Putin wanting to discuss Iran. Hello, Putin?
Wasn't that great, folks? Let's hear it one more time for Bill Winkle Dinkleman of Fjern of Gundelson and Norfer Jensen.
Wow! A confession! A powerful title! titan of industry arrested, and the Piyul, it's the prize. How'd you do it, Dink?
Well, it's just all in a day's work for Dink Inkerblink, star reporter.
I bet you're wondering what Dink Inkerblink's big Pulitzer Prize-winning story was. Well, good night. This has been the Granny Winslow Arms Show. Remember, friends, whenever you need to kill with kindness, trust your hugs to Granny Winslow Arms.